What do you mean? You're literally over here fucking with coils on the thing.
You got new stuff. I just want to touch
it. Ew, don't say it like that. Jesus.
Don't take it like that.
Please stop. Okay, I'll stop. My God.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you can hear that.
You like it?
No, I don't like it.
You sure?
I'm positive.
What if I just like...
Oh, my God.
Can you hear that for real?
I can hear it. I can hear all... Your mic picks up all of it. Why are you like this?
It's ASMR, just for a little bit.
Oh my God, this is not ASMR. This is
not for you?
It's not. It's not. Alright, what is the channel?
I like ASMR.
Oh my God. I have to do this every week.
Yes, sir.
Ready?
We're going cold turkey, I guess, because... Well,
this is literally we've been warming up this whole time, bro.
Okay. I like my turkey cold anyways.
Who doesn't?
Thanksgiving is coming up. We should do a Kiss It Thanksgiving stream.
Do a Kiss It Thanksgiving stream?
Yes.
Let's get really set to a Kiss It.
Yeah, so give away shirts and stickers.
I swear, if it wasn't making us, like, if this wasn't potentially making us money, your brain never stopped marketing. That's true. My God.
But think about it.
Welcome to the You Filthy Casuals podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I am your bold city beast, Bobby Ledger. And to my left is the most dashing wrestler in the business, the King of Queens,
Dashing Cam.
That's
me. How you guys doing?
We're back for another week, for another 2 weeks. All right, if you haven't realized, we've been doing this bi-weekly.
Yeah, it just became a thing.
It came a thing naturally because, like, I don't know, we fell into the bi-weekly trend because legitimately that works out with our scheduling, mm-hmm. like with stuff we have to do or whatever. So, mm-hmm. yeah, like it's just every other week, bro. Like, I know we're behind. I know things have happened, but... That just gives us more to talk about.
That's true.
Like, just that's true. You'll be fine. Like, we will get to the headlines because that's all we do. We talk about all the shit that's happening in wrestling because this is a wrestling podcast.
I was just about to correct you.
Listen,
hold your phones, all right? Because listen here, I got a new game I played.
Oh, dude, shut up.
I got a new game. Listen, we played some Among Us last night. It was great.
That's not even a new game.
The updates are great.
It's not even a new
game. Check it out. You got
this
new
nigga said Among Us.
I'm throwing that in there. Among Us. Just so we're not just particularly wrestling. We have gaming info in there as well. Sir. What are you watching?
Welcome to our wrestling podcast because we're wrestlers and we're podcasting. It's been a busy goddamn week and a half.
It's been funny though.
Because literally, when all right. So last time we recorded was the first episode of Rampage.
Yeah, it was the first episode of Rampage.
Let's start there. Christian Cage is the Impact Champion, of course. And you know what was hilarious?
What's that?
You almost got it right.
I did, didn't
for Fuego.
Didn't I?
He lost.
Yes.
But he still got the contract.
I called it.
Didn't get disqualified. He got murdered.
Yeah, he did.
He got murdered.
That didn't seem right. I feel like they should have went the way.
They should have went the way of the disqualification.
Yeah.
But you still called that he was going to get the contract.
I know he's going to get it. He ain't going to be Miro. But
No.
He was over.
He was too over. You could not help but give him the thing. We've had amazing matches since then from all promotions.
Oh man, yeah.
A lot of shit is going down. We're gonna get to what we can or remember or things of that nature.
Can't remember.
Everybody has talked about everything. So by the time we're getting here, we're just chopping it up for our shits and giggles, fuck's sake.
Yes.
Because you guys like listening to us and we like talking to you. So fuck yeah. So I fucked with you because I told you jinxed Lance Archer.
Yes.
Would you like for me to tell you what happened?
Yes.
So remember how it was like, oh, John Moxley's going to fight Tanahashi. Hey, Tay. I was like, John Moxley's going to fight Tanahashi. You're like, no, I think he should fight Lance Archer. And I was like, I don't think we should do that. Mm. You were like, he probably won't go over, but he should fight Lance Archer. So guess what happened when New Japan came back to America?
Uh-oh.
Lance Archer fought Tanahashi.
Mm.
Guess who's our current U.S. champion? Hmm? You want to take a guess?
Is it Tanahashi?
It's Tanahashi! Because I told you he wasn't going to go over Tanahashi. I told you, just let him fight Moxley. And then leave that for a later time. Lance Archer has had this belt twice now. And they've both been under a month of reign.
Why? I don't...
It's crazy. So...
What are you doing with Lance Archer? Like, he...
Poor
he
Lance.
Has, he has so much
potential. He has so much potential and charisma, bro.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so, yeah. Tanahashi's our new champion. And you know what the first fucking thing Tanahashi did as soon as he got the championship?
What was that?
Went back to goddamn Japan.
Of course.
And we're not getting Tanahashi versus Moxley at All Out because he had to go right back to Japan.
He can't come back?
No. He won't. He is already booked for a match the week of All Out, so he won't be making All Out. So they just... scrap that whole match.
Mm.
This is your fault.
Yeah, isn't it?
This is your fault.
Oh, that sucks. So what?
Wait.
There could be replacements. They could send us somebody.
Yeah, we don't know who John Moxley is going to. No. Because Okada has to wait to fucking fight Kenny. No,
yeah,
I've already called that.
Don't need no more Kenny and Okada.
Yes,
no,
we do. No, we need it.
I say Okada can take his place, and that would be a great trade.
No, so yeah, you fucked over Lance Archer, and
that's fine.
Now we don't have a U.S. champion in the U.S. right now.
Nope.
The U.S. champion is a Japanese man.
Yes, he is.
So yeah, that's everybody. Thank Cam.
Shout out to Tanahashi, man, for getting the gold, man.
Yeah. Oh.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
For real. Wow.
Right. Hey, go Ace, man. Go Ace.
So, tonight is actually pretty special because we have to talk about a lot of stuff that has happened, like a lot of returns, a lot of things that have gone down, but one of the biggest things that have happened in wrestling went down last weekend.
Yes,
and it did. Do you know what that is? It was a return of a particular wrestler. Do you want to say it on three?
No, because I feel like you're not going to say the same thing I'm going to say.
Why would I do that, Cam?
Because you do that.
Why would I do that, Cam? Let's just say it on three. Okay, let's say it on three.
All right, I'll fall for this.
Sure. According to Wikipedia, the third and final season of
Fear, See, that's a sign. We know what's about to happen.
It's not what about to happen. That is his Google assistant. It's fine. She just told us a nice fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact, guys.
Did you know about that? The third season of whatever show that was.
I don't know what that was.
She just be listening. She just be listening. All right, so let's say it on three. On three.
See, no, okay, fine. Right.
One, two, three.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, the man returned to wrestling on SummerSlam. Oh my God.
I knew that's where you were going. I knew it, folks.
Who's bigger than Becky Lynch came back? Well, I do know someone bigger than Becky Lynch that came back to wrestling this past week and a half. You know who that is?
You want to say it on three?
Yeah, let's do it on three.
All right, let's just do it.
All right. One, two, three. Brock Lesnar. Right, we are so together. Oh, my God.
I hate this.
We are all same wavelength.
This sucks. No.
My tag partner here. Oh, man. Man, look at
people
this.
That just are listening to this, I am shaking my head vigorously at this whole situation. This is not what I wanted to do. No.
There was also a guy who showed up in Chicago for something. I don't remember. It was like Friday or some shit.
Excuse me. It was the wrist trolling, okay?
The what?
The wrist trolling. Double X, okay. The chick magnet, the Chicago maid.
What?
Okay.
What's happening?
Listen, what's happening? You know what I'm talking about.
Who does he speak of?
The person who finally showed up.
Man.
Yes?
It's been like a whole, like, she had a whole baby, and she was like, I'm coming back. But yeah, we had that great return. But yeah. Let's stop playing around.
See, thank you.
After a long hiatus, and it's like seven years, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 7 years.
Uh-huh.
The Chicago native, CM Punk.
Oh, did he?
He.
What?
Came back to commentary for AEW. He came out and was like, hey! Did the same thing at Big Show, Mark Henry, Christian Cage. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm back. Woo!
Why are you downplaying this moment? That was such a legendary moment for a whole company.
Niggas cried in the audience.
Yes!
CM Punk is the new Michael Jackson. He is the new wrestling Michael Jackson.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, he is. Niggas cry at his appearance. He turned his head and people cried.
I guess technically, that's true. But it was great. That's a historic moment that you got to live through.
I will say that the worst kept secret in wrestling history did live up to its hype. They literally had only one shot to pull this off. And if they swerved, everything that AEW had built at that time would have been gone.
Yeah, they
all the goodwill, all of the trust would have been gone.
I was totally scared. I was like, "You have to do it now." They literally started the show.
They started the show.
It was like, "You have to,"
and it was just literally quiet, silence, and then cult of personality hit.
Yeah, yes.
And
if they would have started any other way, it wouldn't have gone good at all. They had to.
Yeah, so I understand because. I'm the journalist out of the tag team, and I've done my due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
This has been in the works since the beginning of AEW.
Yes.
He needed to get comfortable with Tony Khan. And also, he kind of had to fall back in love with wrestling because, again, I've had these conversations with you, Cam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to force him back into a place where that was not mentally prosperous for him.
Yes.
He legitimately had a mental break, and he could not do it anymore. And I didn't want to put him in a situation or back into a business or industry.
Ooh. He could not go back.
Yeah, back to an industry where, like, he wasn't in a good headspace. So, yeah. So he pulled the trigger when he felt the time was right.
No, AEW pulled the trigger when the time was right.
No.
That was the only time he could do it.
If you've watched the scrum and you've read like the articles and everything, this was all CM Punk's time. He didn't know it was going to fall before All Out, but like he this was like literally his show. Tony just kind of gave the green light to everything. Okay. But yeah, he pulled the trigger when he felt it was right, and yeah, he came back. Very happy with how he is handling his return.
What do you mean?
So my thing is, it is a Kamen Rider shirt. You see it? You see the fucking Tokusatsu? Shout out to the homie Iron Ranger. But yeah, he's handling it well because like I'm not gonna say he's putting over the youth. He's coming back.
Don't be a Booker T. Don't be a Ron Killings, sir.
No. He's coming back, and he's actually putting people in the right place to become stars.
Mm-hmm.
During the press scrum, he was talking to a reporter, and she was like, "I love how your first time back in the ring in 7 years, and you call out Darby Allin and ask for a fight." And he said, "No, sorry to correct you, but the first thing I actually did when I stepped in the ring was put over Britt Baker. Mm-hmm. And that literally was what he did. First thing he said is, thank you for giving me a Britsburg welcome.
Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to hang on to what the first thing he says.
Not really. The people really forgot that. But again, like, you have to. The first thing he said was kind of, it was a great line, but nobody's going to remember that he said, oh, you gave me a Britsburg welcome.
We're talking about it now. So we didn't.
Because
remember.
I did my due diligence.
I remember that's what he said.
No, you didn't.
What?
No, you didn't.
No, but I love what he's doing, like you said. I feel like he's dared to put everybody over. And to help everybody out.
So he's helping himself. I'm not gonna downplay that. He's helping himself because again, he is CM Punk. Yes, he is wrestling Jesus. Yes, he is the second coming of the ice cream bar. But he still is an old guy. So he needs to get new people in love with him by fighting their faves.
Gotcha.
There's a particular.
Is CM Punk technically an old guy? I don't. What do you mean, age wise or in the business wise?
Both.
Okay.
This is both. Because you have to remember, he's our hero, but we're old.
I'm not old.
We're old.
No,
so,
my hip do hurt,
the kids who are just getting in or finding wrestling now, they don't give a fuck about Summer of Punk. They don't care anything about that nigga put a WWE title in his refrigerator. They weren't there on the internet that day.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago.
Yes, it was.
What, 8 years ago, 9 years ago? Summer of Punk?
That was a long... If you go on internet time, that was fucking forever
ago. I guess that could be like the 20-year-olds nowadays.
They don't care. So you have to give them a reason to care.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's 10 years ago. It's a whole adolescent.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you had to be around. What'd you say? Like 12 years old, 10 years old around that
yeah.
time.
See, look, Iron Ridge said my son wasn't even born yet. His son don't care about CM Punk.
Yeah, he likes Cena.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but still, like, yeah. Nah, I didn't think he was actually born in the Summer of Punk. That's hilarious. But still,
he's
yeah. Back to this. So, CM Punk, he's also saying that he's back. And this is not a short-term thing. Like, he's back. Mm. He did not want to go over the specifics of his contract because why do you care? Mm-hmm. And two, it doesn't really need to be stated. He's always been a private guy like that. So I understand why he took that route. Because there's some things that need to be kept away from the public. Like,
how long? Wait, what did Iron Rangers say?
Wonder how long it'll take till he turns the fans and realize, don't do that.
Punk is not, he was not the nicest guy.
It's fine. But yeah, like, and I was actually talking with Iron Ranger about this, and I was like, I wish I ran a dirt sheet while I was watching the scrum because there were so many fucked up headlines I could make. there's a lot of stuff they did talk about. There's a lot of things they avoided. Only one person asked him about people. He didn't even ask about him directly. He just said there's known reports that you had issues in the past with people in the back. Was that sorted out beforehand or how are we playing this? And he was like, none of your business. I don't have any problem with anybody in the back. We're all good.
Okay, that's our next.
That's literally how the question went.
That's
he was
it.
Like, I have no problem with anybody in the back. He was like, it's none of your business. Like,
yeah, that's how it should be, honestly.
Yeah, and I honestly appreciate him keeping it positive because it could turn negative so quickly.
Yes, it can.
So I'm in awe of how he's doing that.
Yeah.
Oh no.
That's what I thought too. I'm like, man, they are insane.
So I wish we could put the goddamn the what's called up, the comment up for people videoing this. We have to kind of talk about it because we're not CM Punk and we can fucking talk about it. How do you think that's happening?
I forgot him and Jericho did have a thing in WWE.
Him and Jericho fucking hated each other. But they worked together.
That's the only way they can do that.
Yeah. But I wonder how that backstage, like, environment is,
you know,
with those two back there. Now.
I feel like he's kind of isolated from everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. He is and he isn't. He's honestly a celebrity there. Like, did you see when, the first night there, like, everybody was taking pictures with him.
Exactly.
And it's literally like he is Triple H.
Yeah, man. It's the thing they have to have things patched up.
Yeah, you can't have a hostile work environment.
It's not gonna work right
if you have a hostile work environment like that.
They're not gonna stand for that at all.
So yeah, it's hard. It's difficult. But it's probably gonna be something that'll come out in the light probably like a couple years later or something like that.
You know how Punk is.
Yeah, like it's not even anything we're gonna address now. Yeah. It's not that we're gonna address now. So yeah, that's fine, dandy, done.
But I do feel like he's not with everybody.
He majority of the even time. In being the elite, he was kind of like there's A-list and then there was Punk.
Yeah.
Like he's only with the elite and like Tony and like a couple of people they let around him.
Yeah. I feel like he's just not accessible to what's his name? Marco Stunt.
Marco Stunt's just walking around in the back for no reason. Like Marco Stunt is legitimately like anybody can walk up to Marco Stunt like, hey, what's up? Be like, hey, like,
exactly.
No.
Punk has
goddamn security.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I just like he's not accessible at all to nobody.
So
and talks to himself and AJ Lee on the phone.
I think so. Here's what I think. Punk is going to do well in AEW, but he's not going to go anywhere else. He's going to be an AEW company man.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. I don't see him going to New Japan. He talked a lot about Ring of Honor, but there's no working relationship between Ring of Honor and AEW.
Not right now.
There was going to be one, and then Marty Scurll and the rest of the wrestling Me Too movement happened, and that deaded that shit immediately.
Where's Marty now? He's just doing indie shows.
He's not doing anything. Him, Joey Ryan, all them niggas are blacklisted.
I know Joey Ryan is. I still see Marty doing like posting pictures.
I haven't seen him posting shit.
I know Joey's like doing karaoke and movie castings.
Yeah, Joey's trying to do his whatever. Like
he went back to Europe.
Ooh. Yeah, he's trying to do whatever he's like good at outside of wrestling, like said. But again, even there, he's been marked.
Yeah.
He's been marked.
Sucks, man. It really does.
It does. It really does, yeah. Yeah, he's acting like a fake Christian. He's acting like an evangelical.
Yeah, he
gets
baptized again or something like that?
Man, don't ask me. Don't ask me questions
dude,
that I'm supposed to know.
I was actually becoming a Joey Ryan fan back in the day.
I legitimately hated Joey Ryan.
Oh, come on.
Not like, just like he'll hate it. Not like he's a fucked up person. Now I know he's a fucked up person. Mm-hmm. it's different, but yeah. But like, yeah, don't ask me. Don't ask me, bro.
All right, yeah, we can skip Joey Ryan.
Okay. What else? All right, so let's go ahead and keep going. Okay. As we said at top of the show, Becky Lynch is back.
Yeah, and did she come back?
Yeah, with we don't. Shut up. So Becky Lynch, Nick, we were in the middle of Shadow Wrestling. And we were in the middle of our main event at Shadow Wrestling, and we were all watching. And I got the goddamn tweet alert that Becky Lynch was back, and I was like, "Oh shit!
Yeah,
oh nigga is going down!" And then they were like, "Bitch, what the fuck just happened?" And I was like,
"What happened?"
And then I saw what happened.
Wait! Tell the people if that's just in case they don't know.
So
the glorious return of the man. What did she
so
do?
So here's what. So Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair were set for a match at SummerSlam.
Oh man!
And I was like, all right, bet.
Yes.
But we still don't know what's happening with her. Sasha has not been medically cleared to wrestle, and we don't know if it's like actual medical or injury or whatever. They haven't said anything.
Okay,
it's fine. So we were like, all right, cool, whatever. Bianca has an easy night. She goes home. But no, they replaced her with Carmella. And this is like the 18th time we've seen Carmella versus Bianca.
Uh-huh.
We're done with it.
Yeah.
Crowd boos, like nuclear heat
on
Carmella. Yeah. She's reveling in it.
Yeah.
And we get to start set up for the match. And then all of a sudden, The man.
Did you really has do the coming. Whole beginning?
Oh yeah. We are witness to an amazing moment because the man comes out, the crowd is going wild, it's going crazy.
Yes.
And then she takes out Carmella.
Uh oh, I don't like the sound of this, folks.
Yeah, oh, brow, brow. Takes her out, boom, kicks her out of the thing.
Don't tell
and
me.
And then.
Don't tell me. No. This
and
can't
then
get
she
any worse.
Turns
than
to
this.
Bianca and she's like, oi, I hear you as champion. I want to fight. We should fight.
That's a good impression. That's a very good impression.
Bianca's like, you know what, bitch? All right, bet. Mm-hmm. And then 15 seconds later.
Wait, how many?
15, I count it.
How many you say, man?
15 seconds later.
Like, oh, no. What happened? Tell me Bianca just floored her. DQ?
Becky Lynch.
Uh-oh.
Reached out her hand for a handshake. And then Bianca went to shake her hand.
Why?
And she got punched.
Oh.
And then Becky hit her new move, which is called the Manhandle Slam. It's just a Uranagi. My finishing move is a Uranagi. Mm-mm. And the ref counted one. Ref counted two.
Kick out?
The ref counted three.
No.
Becky Lynch.
No kick
became
out?
Became your new SmackDown Women's Champion.
And how many seconds?
15.
To who?
Bianca Belair.
Not the Rising Star.
My Twitter handle, at Ghost Blurred, my Twitter name says Bianca deserves better.
Ooh.
I will keep that there. We'll have to see what happens tonight. We're recording this on Friday. That's funny as fuck, too, because I want to go pick this nigga up. He works downtown. He works downtown. Works downtown by the stadium and by the memorials, the Veterans Memorial, whatever it's called.
Yes.
And I'm like, why the fuck is this all this traffic out here? What is going on? Like, what is happening? Like, is event parking? Is like, what? Is there a baseball game? SmackDown is in Jacksonville tonight.
Tonight. Right
as
now.
As we record.
Right now.
And I was sitting there like. I got $40. You want to go spend that? And he was like, no, don't you do this to me. Let's go record. I was like, but we could go see SmackDown. I was fucking, because we have to record this, and we have other stuff that we have to do, so we will not be able to just see SmackDown. But we have to see what happens with the return. So reports are saying Becky was the one who asked to turn heel.
Why do you think it's that?
So... All right, let's go through the gambit. Of course, after what happened to Bianca, immediate backlash, immediate outcry for that return because you did not have to beat Bianca, firstly, in 15 seconds. Secondly, at all.
I wonder who
Vince is the one who made the call.
Oh, man.
To beat Bianca. That's the only person who could make that call.
15 seconds?
Well,
at SummerSlam?
So, it was giving major... Brock versus Kofi vibes.
Yes.
Hold on to that because also Brock is back. So, and we beat her in 15 seconds. Like she
that makes
was,
no sense to me.
Absolutely
no sense to me.
Of course it doesn't. It makes no sense at all because what they should have done was have the match, have Becky come out, attack Carmella, or have Becky come out after Bianca beat Carmella in 15 seconds and then set up for a feud where Becky officially turns heel and all that good stuff or whatever. Because, like, taking the belt off Bianca helped nobody. Didn't help Becky. It doesn't put any more heat on her because, honestly, are we really going to boo Becky? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, because she just beat... Bianca Belair.
Well, we're not even mad that she beat Bianca Belair. We're mad at that they made the decision for her to beat Bianca Belair. We're mad that they made the decision to beat Bianca Belair.
You're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to know that.
So,
sir.
Yeah, so it's not even that we're going to be mad at Becky. She's not going to get the proper heel heat.
She knows she's going to get booed because of that.
So that's the thing. They did replay that match or that video footage on Raw and... It got nothing but boobs.
Exactly.
It got straight.
You know what? I think she probably knew that, and that's why she's like, let me just be healed. And
no, so here's what they're saying. She's been talking about this before she got back. Because you know who else right now currently is heel and who's having the greatest fucking year of his goddamn life?
I know who.
Whom?
We're talking about Apollo Crews.
No. Roman Reigns.
Oh.
I'm just not even gonna let you go through that whole bit that you're gonna do. So yeah, we're talking about Roman Reigns.
Apollo Crews.
Honestly, they had something there and then they fucking turned him not like just make him evil. You don't have to make him a fucking they Are you all right, so they gave him we're gonna get to that too. But we gave him a fucking spear.
Yes, he did.
And then someone probably had in the back like, hey, I don't think you should give a black man a spear and then dress him in African garb. That seems a bit racist.
A little bit.
So it turned from a spear to a staff with an orb on it. You did. It literally did. Like, it went from a spear 1 week to, like, this whole staff with, like, a big old metal topper on it. And it's just, I was like... Somebody in the back was like, that's racist. Please stop that.
Oh, my God, bro. I didn't see the orb.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think spear. He comes. I think he comes out with it still. If you look at it, I think he comes out with it still.
Oh, God.
But it's better than a fucking spear.
When I
first saw the spear, I was like, did they make this motherfucker a spear chucker? I am highly. I was like, oh.
Oh man, you know he probably signed off on it thinking he's gonna get a push.
Oh yeah, he did get a push. He got an Intercontinental Championship and everything. He got a WrestleMania match and everything. No, this is different. Like, he had an Intercontinental Championship and he got a WrestleMania match and he got a new
Who you guys at WrestleMania?
Big E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wrestled Big E at WrestleMania and won at WrestleMania.
That's actually pretty good.
Right, he got his push, but again, the gimmick just doesn't hold up. It just doesn't hold up. That's the only sad part about it.
The thing is, I feel like if you're going to do some gimmick like that, you got to go all the way with it.
He has. He's gone all the way with it. He's changed his accent. He's gotten a whole Nigerian, like, he went back to talk about his granddaddy and shit. Like, he needs committed.
More people. He needs more people.
No.
I think he needs a whole thing like the
you
Nation of
this
Domination.
Fucking stable theory that you keep going. The Nation keep of Domination. Shoving stables down niggas' throats.
He needs an advisor.
I'm done with stables. Yes. He has Commander Aziz. That is it. They just need to push him.
Need more.
This nigga. This
so
nigga
he, can,
and his tables.
He can represent Nigeria.
Oh, my God. He should be representing Nigeria.
What do you mean?
Back to what we were talking about. She saw Roman Reigns was having an amazing heel run. So she was like, why don't I come back as a heel? That's it. That's the story. We're not talking about goddamn Apollo Crews, this goddamn spear, this goddamn Nigerian gimmick anymore.
That was a good 5-minute tangent off Apollo Crews.
It's the most fucking tangent Apollo Crews has ever gotten in his goddamn life.
Okay, we're talking about Megan Lynch, right? That's right. Okay.
All
right.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Becky Lynch, woo!
So, yeah, that's what's going on with Becky tonight. And the thing is, like...
She's here tonight.
People are like, they can salvage this, but it will always leave a bad taste in our mouth.
Of course.
Bianca's going to be chasing the title, of course. She has to get her comeuppance, and she has to, like... Get her pound of flesh back and shit. So, yeah, we'll figure out how it goes from there. We'll let you guys know. Also, as I said, Brock Lesnar came back.
Yes, he did.
Oh, so such an unexpected fucking pop.
You know what? I'm happy.
And the crazier thing, he came back after Roman Reigns beat John Cena.
I don't know what's going on with Cena.
Clean!
I don't know what's going on with Cena, bro.
So...
I have no clue what they're doing with him.
It's his. He's currently in. No. I don't even. So honestly, that's the thing. Some people say that was the last time we're going to see John Cena in a WWE ring.
I can see it.
Could you? We thought that about The Undertaker, and then we had a fucking Boneyard match.
No. Undertaker explained himself. Also,
hashtag, stop letting Roman Reigns retire, niggas. Let's just go there.
No, that's Randy Orton.
Stop letting Roman Reigns retire, because this nigga retired. The Undertaker, this nigga retired Daniel Bryan, John Cena.
Excuse me, sir, excuse me. Bryan Danielson has not retired.
No, so. Yeah, Bryan Danielson hasn't retired. Daniel Bryan is fucking done, bro.
He's done, yeah.
Daniel Bryan is fucking Dean Ambrose. Done. He retired fucking Dean Ambrose. Like, can we stop having this nigga retire people?
No, it's a good thing for his gimmick.
I'm surprised he didn't retire Goldberg. And then that nigga came back to fight Bobby Lashley.
Don't count your chickens yet, sir.
Oh, God.
Don't count them yet. Bobby just got through with them. Don't count them yet, sir.
Let's go through SummerSlam.
Do we have to?
We could get a brief cliff notes or whatever.
Okay.
RK-Bro, new champions. Happy. Damian Priest, new United States champion. Happy.
Who did he beat?
He beat Sheamus.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, he beat Sheamus.
Okay, that's good.
Who else?
I just feel like Sheamus is just, he's a top mid-carder.
Oh, yeah.
He can easily get into the main event scene.
Yeah, he can. Because he's technically in the main event scene now, because after Monday. It was like a whole kerfuffle between him and Bobby. And I think I would be okay with seeing Sheamus versus Bobby Lashley at Crown Jewel.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I don't want to say it.
No.
I don't want the blood money on my tongue.
Not the curse words.
I don't want the blood money on my
tongue. That was the voice of Bobby Ledger. I repeat, that was the voice of Bobby Ledger. That was not
me. Yeah, man, we're getting another Crown Jewel.
Wait, are pay-per-view. Deadass.
That literally, SummerSlam was just the lead up to Crown Jewel. Ah, fuck, I said it on mic. Fuck.
Oh my God! No, they're really doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the next, like, after Extreme Rules. That's the next pay per view.
They're really doing that.
Deadass.
Are the women going over?
Yes.
Huh.
And that's where we're finishing Queen of the Ring.
Have I gotten a call?
Shut up.
Because I have not gotten a call, so therefore it hasn't been no official Queen of the Ring. If you don't,
they're
the
doing
queen.
A Queen of the Ring tournament, and they're doing a King of the Ring tournament, and they're all coinciding and culminating. Oh, goddamn! And culminating. Why was that so loud? Jesus! Culminating at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia.
Fake sound bits.
What? I'm thank you.
It's one of the best pay per views.
Is it? No. Is it?
Listen, we got the best in the world. Shane McMahon over there. Okay,
Shane O'Mac.
We had the greatest Royal Rumble winner, who's not currently employed by the company.
I'll get you some news on him too. Go back to Saudi Arabia, and Goldberg goes back to Crown Jewel. This will be his second one there. Because we're thinking that we're going to end up with Bobby versus Goldberg again at Crown Jewel.
No.
Yeah.
Bobby and Goldberg again?
Yeah. And honestly, I think they may let Goldberg win.
They may do what?
They may let Goldberg win.
I can't hear you, sir. What are you doing? What? Did you say they gonna have Goldberg win?
They may.
Goldberg's gonna beat Bobby and
Crown Jewel
in
Saudi Arabia
for the title. Is that what you're saying, sir?
It hasn't been confirmed. This is all speculation at the time.
These are top facts ASMR from Bobby Lashley, guys.
But I think.
No, sir.
From what we're seeing.
Goldberg. I'm sorry. Did Goldberg beat Undertaker?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't remember the end.
He did drop that nigga on his head, though.
Who won?
I honestly believe Goldberg lost to Undertaker, but the Undertaker lost physically. Like,
that draws. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, draws?
What's going on, draws?
Yeah, so yeah, I But we're not there yet. We haven't even confirmed that that's going to be the match. So hopefully it's Sheamus versus Bobby at Crown Jewel.
So when is this supposed to be happening?
Shit, I want to say it's like October.
So this year.
Yeah, it's this year. It's October.
Oh, God.
Either October or like November or whatever. But yeah, so that's happening.
They're probably going to do HBK versus
No, and then HBK said he's never fucking doing that again. He said he's never doing that shit again. Oh, he was like, I was stupid. Never let me do shit for money again, please.
He just imagined like, this is getting this over with. We're done.
And he was the only one who had his wits about him in that goddamn match.
That match. I didn't even watch it. I watched it. I can't watch it.
But yeah, so got through that. Got through the returns. Let's go into some news. Speaking of your boy, you said the greatest Royal Rumble, greatest Royal Rumble winner.
Yes.
He looks to be coming to Impact.
I can see that.
Yeah, they were talking to the Scott DeMoy, the current owner of TNA Impact Wrestling, and he said they are on the road to Braun for glory.
Oh boy. So is he keeping the Braun name? Is it Brawn now?
I don't know. But that's all Scott DeMoy. So he was like, he talked about Buddy Murphy possibly coming over, but he also legitimately was like, we're on the road to Braun for glory.
Did he say that by mistake?
No, that was on purpose. Bound for Glory would be an amazing, if they go back to the legitimate Bound for Glory series. You remember the Bound for Glory series?
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, the back in the day where it was like 24/7, every wrestling match you had gained you fucking points.
Yeah.
Whether it's house shows, independent circuit, or Impact on TV, like all that shit gave you points. That was such a great tournament.
It was a great concept.
Yeah, but like now, it's just like only those shows on TV because ratings and shit. But yeah, if they go back to like earning points and shit,
I like the house show.
I think they don't have house shows, so they have to. Impact doesn't have house shows because they are back into studio wrestling. They finally let people back in. I don't think they're ready to travel yet.
Okay, so they're in Orlando still.
Yeah, I don't know what Impact Zone is. They're on Access TV. That's where they are. Okay.
Jesus, I thought it was in Orlando. Probably Nashville.
Probably. I don't. Like I say. I don't know. But yeah.
But good old Braun, huh?
Yeah. It's that's what we're thinking. That tease was Braun for glory. Yeah. But also Buddy Murphy. He's Buddy Matthews now.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And he is going to probably be on Impact and AEW. Because anybody who's on Impact right now has the potential to show up at AEW.
Yes, they do, and I love that. Don't you just love that?
I actually do. I can't wait for Brian Myers to show up on AEW.
Why?
Because it looks like they're pushing it. Because it's been very weird. They didn't know what they were doing, Brian Myers. Because literally his whole thing was he'll be in the back. Somebody will say something. He'll be like, fuck you. And then he'll just be in a feud for like 3 weeks. And then he'll move on to the next person. Like, that's really all he's been doing in Impact is just going from feud to feud to feud to feud. Oh, Matt Cardona's here. Fuck him. Feud to feud to feud. Matt Cardona's back. Fuck you and your girlfriend. Feud to feud. I won the Battle Royal thing. Fuck you, Christian. I'm going to be like, that's all Brian Myers has been doing. Like, he's just been jumping from person to person, just fighting everybody. So I can't wait for him to show up in AEW because I feel like that's bound to happen. With how they're doing things, that's dope.
I feel like that AEW knows what they're doing when it comes to the Impact relationship.
To the Impact relationship, I'll agree with that.
Yes, that's all. What was wrong with the statement of AEW knows what they're doing?
That's just completely false. That's what the statement was wrong with it.
What are they doing wrong, sir?
I didn't say they're doing anything wrong. It's just they just don't know what they're doing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What else? Again, going by what I can remember, like what comes up. Oh, 2.0 finally officially got signed by AEW.
Yes,
congrats to those boys.
I like them.
Soon as they got signed, they were put in a double Stinger Deathlock, Scorpion Deathlock, and lost. And they were also put into another match, lost. That
doesn't matter.
Getting over to AEW will not remove the jobber off of you. Just putting that out there for you guys right now.
I like them as jobbers.
Okay.
I like him. That's like, fine. You see what they did with Moxley and Kingston? That's great.
They weren't jobbers, but okay, sure.
You know what I'm saying? They beat them up, but then they lost.
Oh, yeah. That was a surprise that they attacked Eddie Kingston and Jon Moxley. They got their asses whooped afterwards.
That's fine. They made a statement. They made a statement. Yes.
What else? Like I said, Figure the Soul. Oh, Elias is still teasing that he's dead.
He's got rid of the guitar?
Yeah, he burnt the guitar. He's got a gravestone, and he keeps talking about how Elias is dead. But we haven't seen shit else yet. Ring of Honor had their Night of Honor, which went amazingly. Ring of Honor is going to a tournament as well for the women. And that is dope. I've been really enjoying what they've been doing over there.
Yeah, you were telling me about it a little bit earlier.
Yeah. So Ring of Honor has some good, solid things happening. They've brought back the one thing I love. They brought back the Pure Championship. Mm-hmm. And the Pure Championship, if you guys don't know what that is, it's literally just like tournament style wrestling. There's no rope breaks. There's no like real like. The normal stuff you're used to with one falls. Mm-hmm. This is all like you pin or submit your opponent, and they do give you rope breaks, but you only get like three of them or some shit like that.
You only get three?
Yeah, you only get like three of them, cool. And that's throughout like the entire Pure tournament. I want to say, because like if you use all three of your rope breaks, you fuck out of luck for your next matches, bro. Like,
Ring of Honor, man, I just feel like they need some more marketing. They need
it's marketing. It's not even more marketing. It's just better placement. They're like a phoenix at this point. They're in the ashes, rising. They've
been that way for a while.
Well, shit, when you lose every fucking body you had, like you had Roderick Strong, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, fucking you had Tyler Black, you had Adam Cole, you had Jon Moxley, you had literally every major ROH star is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And Ring of Honor is not the place to go right now.
Yeah, the longest or the most notable name that I feel is in Ring of Honor is fucking Jay Lethal.
Yeah, and Briscoe's.
Briscoe. Them niggas ain't never leaving. I don't even know
why they're still there, honestly.
We'll have a whole podcast about the Briscoes and how I feel about them or so, but it's fine.
it's fine.
Moving forward.
But I feel like, listen, I'm going to give a big shout out to Matt Taven of Ring of Honor.
Agreed.
I want to say this because he got the title.
The fuck, bro?
What happened? What I do? What I do?
That's your recording. You fucking shit up.
I did. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Am I good now?
You're good.
Okay. Let me continue saying what I was saying. Well, I want to give a shout out to Matt Taven because he got the title at the worst possible moment.
He got the title before the pandemic.
and he got the title right when AEW was getting started.
Yeah, and then like.
And everybody left.
He had to put the entire company
yes.
on his back, literally.
Yes. Well, is he in a feud with Jay Lethal? Did he get it from him? Who did he get it
yeah,
from?
Yeah, he got it from Lethal.
Bro.
And then like literally like they went to the most dire straits that I remember that company ever being in at that point.
I was like, oh, I felt so bad for him because he deserves it.
He held it the fuck down. Like, I will give it to Matt Taven. Now, Roosh is going through his same shit because Roosh got the championship, but then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And then nobody's like, fuck you. What? I'm not. Ring of Honor is the last one I want to like.
Yeah, man. It sucks. That really does suck. Like, I was going to root for Matt Taven for a long time.
Yeah, and it's like, because I remember.
Fun fact. Hold that thought. Fun fact. I have the screws. Of the championship that he broke. I have that screw. I have them fucking screws because I went to that Mark. Show. I went to the show.
Fucking
yes. I don't Mark. Care. Because I was a Matt Taven fan. He's cool. He's awesome. Okay? You're just a Melvin. Mark. You're a Melvin. Mark. Melvin.
So.
Continue. Good job,
Matt. I remember a time when there was the surge when Marty Scurll, the Elite, or they were the Bullet Club at that point.
Yes,
all of their Cody Rhodes were there. Like I said, all their current major stars at AEW were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really good fucking time. You know how bad that that fucking ROH hit? So I told you my girlfriend watches wrestling with me. Mm-hmm. And she hit me up one Saturday, and I was like, hey, this is wrestling thing on my TV. Do you get this show? It's called like Ring of Honor. I was like, what channel is it on, baby? It's on like our local cable channel here in North Carolina. I said, it's good wrestling. It's probably very old tapes, but if you want to watch it, I will listen to it in the background. I don't have it. I'm sorry. But I keep up with Ring of Honor.
It sucks,
like,
man.
I keep up with them as much as I can through socials and through like streaming apps and things of that nature. Ring of Honor has been knocking out of the park for independence right now. So let's, speaking of independence,
who's your favorite star in Ring of Honor right now?
Currently, Shane Taylor.
Okay, I can see you. I can see that.
I enjoy his entire gimmick right now, and Shane Taylor Productions.
I wouldn't have picked Shane Taylor as a top guy for you back then, because back then I used to travel for Ring of Honor. I used to travel there.
I didn't know about Shane Taylor until they gave that nigga the television title.
He got it from Kenny King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was like, yes, push him. Push him now. And he's really like earning his due.
So, one thing, when I first seen him, I was like, he needs some time to grow on you.
Oh, he's doing it. But yeah, if you don't know, check out Shane Taylor, Ring of Honor.
Just Shane Taylor.
Check out Ring of Honor altogether, please.
Please do. They need it. Yeah, please do.
They deserve it. They don't need it. They deserve it.
AEW just gutted them so badly.
And even not even just AEW. There's still people from Ring of Honor who went over to NXT.
Oh, yeah. Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Big name. I knew as soon as I seen him wrestle live, I was like, that's a Vince guy. I literally said that.
Yeah, people went over to NXT and WWE. So, like, yeah, it's from everyone's stripping AEW like they're a diamond mine, because they are.
Yes, they are.
But speaking of NXT, let's go ahead and talk the future of NXT right now.
Are you talking about in the UK?
No. That's another topic. But so, if you remember talking last time, we had a discussion that NXT is going to be changing.
Oh, yes.
And we got more information on that through an interview sit down with UK sports broadcasting over there. I want to say it's BT Sports that we got an interview with the head of talent relations and all the stuff, Nick Khan. You guys may have mentioned Nick Khan before. It's the nigga who's been going through the roster, gutting everybody.
And what did he say, Bobby?
So through this, we learned that they're sticking with their budget cuts explanation for all of the releases. Mm-hmm. It's a total process of everyone from him, Triple H, Stephanie, Bruce, and a couple other people, but Vince has the final say of who's being released. Mm-hmm. So again, it hurts more that nigga Vince went to the Performance Center the week before he cut all those niggas and personally sat there looking at them one by one. Who's this? Who's that? And they were like, it was such a pleasant visit. Not knowing that nigga was setting them up for slaughter.
Dang. What do you say about that, man?
They also talked about a lot of things of how this Takeover 36, which we haven't talked about yet, but we'll get into it in a second. Mm-hmm. This will be the last Takeover that you will see of this current era of NXT. Of the ones that we've known, like Arrival and Brooklyn and the one
that's the Triple H era.
Yeah, the Triple H era of NXT Takeover. So for the next era of NXT, they're revamping the Capitol Wrestling Center now. They're rebranding it, doing all the other stuff. Because currently, they went back to the old school method and taped the next 3 weeks of NXT.
Oh, God, no. They're doing obstacle courses again?
I hope not. We don't know. Oh, we don't know what it is. He's just saying you'll see it very soon.
Oh, God,
so
no.
They, on Monday, while they were doing, what's it called?
Raw.
Uh-huh. They taped the first or the next 3 weeks of NXT. USA is pissed about it because they signed up for a live weekly show. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing tapings, shit's going to get out.
Yeah, of course.
And that ruins their product. Because if you know what's happening, you may not want to fucking tune in.
Of course.
So, there were leaks. Like, niggas leaked it because wrestling fans are trash.
It's going to happen.
But they also were kicking niggas out of the Capitol Wrestling Center as they were recording and shit. So like if they caught you on your phone, if they saw you texting people or taking pictures, you were out of there.
What?
Dead ass.
Well, you can't tell people not to be on their phone in the wrestling event.
That you can't, like, they were having people watch them. And it was like somebody was like, they watched you this whole time texting and taking pictures and doing this, that, and the third. We have video evidence of you doing it. We need you to leave.
You can't take pictures at a wrestling show?
No. They kicked out a few journalists, and they kicked out a couple of just random fans. Some people were like, I was just fucking texting my ride. And other people were like, I was taking pictures like because I'm at the CWC. Like, Matt NXT, this is crazy. But this is all spoilers at this point. This is anything you take pictures of.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
It is not a good look at all.
That's bad.
And
No, that's bad.
So yeah. So hopefully after these 3 weeks we go back to a live schedule.
Oh God, I hope. That's really bad.
Yeah. So what he also said about NXT moving away from its current era, you're going to see a focus pulled away from independent wrestlers. And it's gonna be focused on more homegrown wrestler and characters.
What do you mean, characters?
Like, they're going to do all of this shit at the Performance Center. Nobody's going to come. Like, you're not getting you're not getting any more Samoa Joes. You're not getting any more Adam Coles. You're not
Performance
getting
Centers people.
Performance Center people only. And they're only looking for niggas under 30 and, like, 6'8", 500, like 500 muscles on it. Like, they're only looking for purebred cut, like, Rybacks. They're looking at like fucking country fit, corn fed, meatheads.
Oh my God, what are they doing, Bobby? What are they doing? What are they doing?
They're fucking it up.
Dude. Triple H had it.
Did he?
Yes, him and William Regal. You might as well take him out.
That's the thing. That nigga might be on his way out too.
If he get his papers, oh my God.
Nigga might be on his way. Cause like there's no room for what they're doing. I don't see William Regal sticking around.
He don't need him.
And as soon as if they were to take Triple H out of power, Shawn's gone as well.
Yeah. Shawn going right back to Hunt.
A-Train's probably still going to be a coach.
Oh, yeah, he definitely. He
Road Dogg probably still be a writer, but just for the main roster.
What happened to NXT? It's because they lost the war. Huh?
Yeah, they lost the Wednesday Night Wars, and this is the punishment.
Damn.
For losing a war that they were never supposed to be fighting.
You know who I'm glad jumped ship?
Who?
The guy who lost to O'Reilly. Mr.
So let's go into this now. So this nigga he's not gone yet.
He's gone.
No. He's not gone yet because his contract doesn't expire till tonight.
Tonight?
Because we all thought it was done on Sunday after TakeOver. It doesn't expire till Friday.
Okay.
So yeah, like, he's still on payment roll. He's still on NXT.
So you think he may show up on SmackDown?
He either may show up on SmackDown, or because they're going to throw fuck tons of money at him.
Yeah, but I don't think that's where he wants to be anymore.
So that's the thing. Like, we don't know. Like, we don't know where his head is at.
He's not a guy Vince will like.
So that's the thing. So they're trying to use what they're doing with Finn Balor to show him that we're not like what you think we are. We're going to put you in a prominent position. We're going to put you as a star. You're going to be Adam Cole, baby. all baby, no undisputed era. You're gonna be you. They're going to give him the world, legitimately, and I don't know if that's going to be enough.
No, I'm shaking my head. Why are you saying that? No, that's not enough. Not for now.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's too late for that.
And it's hard because, again, because it's everything they want to give him, he's also looking at everything they've fucking done. The people they've released, the way they've treated certain stars and things of that nature.
Karrion Kross.
Well, I'm going to get to him in a second. Give me a minute. The way that they're about to do gut NXT.
Exactly.
We do have good news, though. With them moving away from independent wrestlers and all the other shit, they're still ready to position Johnny Gargano as the top heel NXT.
Oh, NXT.
Because that nigga's like, fuck no, I'm not going back. I can see Johnny, they're like, Johnny, you want to come up to our main roster? He's like, no. No, thank you.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all, man. It's not where creative people wants to go.
He's too creative for it. Like, because Johnny Gargano would end up like Sami Zayn. He would end up where Sami, because Johnny Gargano is about the same as Sami Zayn. They need to know where their character is going, what's happening with their story, they can't just be thrown into anything and just take $500K in catering.
Yeah, I think Sami Zayn, he's trying to make the most of what they give him.
And that's honestly what it is. And it's
making the most of it, man.
It's hurtful at this point because, like, Johnny can see where the fucking dominoes are going to fall.
Exactly.
And he's like, NXT, I'm going to stick beside him. That's your promotion. I'm going to stick beside him. Like,
dog, man,
sucks. It's hard, bro. It's hard.
That main roster is no joke, man.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
You just following the rules.
Yeah, and you got to have to, like, and speaking of following the rules, let's go ahead and do this. Takeover. We kind of called it. Samoa Joe versus Karrion Kross.
Mm-hmm.
Karrion Kross lost. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe's three-time NXT champion.
First one?
Yeah, first three-time NXT. Nobody's ever won the NXT. NXT's always been developmental. You're only supposed to get the championship once. And Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Man.
And I want to say Johnny Gargano are like the only niggas who've gotten it who've gotten it twice. And Samoa Joe's the only person to get it three times.
Man, what a hell of a year Samoa Joe had, man.
It's been a roller coaster, my nigga.
What a hell of a year. From fucking
standing in the rain in a poncho at WrestleMania to NXT motherfucking champ.
Within a couple months.
Craziest months from Poncho in the Rain.
Fired, rehired,
back as a wrestler, and then goddamn champion.
So much has happened.
Shoutouts to Samoa Joe.
Keep your head up, man.
Yeah, never stop fucking grinding.
Exactly. You see what happened.
Right? Like, okay. Two greatest examples of never fucking. Never quit. It's Drake Maverick and Samoa Joe. Them niggas have literally fought for their jobs, huh?
I want to know what would he have done.
Oh, he would have went back to. No, here's the thing. As you saw, he got cut by WWE, mm-hmm. right? Got cut by the main roster. Wasn't allowed to wrestle. Soon as he came back to NXT, what the fuck did he do? Get signed as a goddamn. So it was never Joe.
It's the main roster.
Yeah, he would have gone Triple H saw what the fuck was about to happen. Imagine, because Joe was on one of those contracts where he wasn't talent. He was like staff.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have a 90-day clause.
Uh-oh.
Triple H saw that shit and was like, nigga, if you don't get your ass off.
That's not good.
That nigga would have been showing up in every promotion so fast.
So damn easily.
That nigga would have been, because like, for talent, I don't know, it probably would have been like a 30 day or something like that, but I don't think they have the 90 day clause when it comes to like commentary and shit.
Because
Marinalu, as soon as he was done with NXT he was out fucking announcing everywhere.
Yes, he was.
Like, legitimately, as soon as he was done.
That's bad. That would have been very bad.
That would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Because Joe was the one. He was not worried.
But Joe going to have to carry this whole new promotion.
So that's the thing.
He can do it.
Joe's taking the role that CM Punk is taking in AEW.
What?
Yeah, because as soon as he got the championship, he was like, hey, see a lot of y'all niggas walking past me in the back. Ain't nobody stepping up. Where you at? Pete Dunne, Kyle O'Reilly, LA Knight, who else came out? Ridge Holland, Tommaso Ciampa, all these niggas stepped up. Like, he's going to show them why they fucked up, and he's going to prove that all of these niggas are stars.
Why do you need to prove Tommaso Ciampa's a
star? Because you remember what Vince did last time he had Tommaso Ciampa?
We don't want to remember what Vince did.
You remember what? He broke his fucking neck. That's what Vince did.
I remember his little short run in the main roster.
Vince broke Tommaso Ciampa's neck. Because we literally had him perfect. He was fine. He was our porcelain doll, ready for his goddamn ascension at goddamn TakeOver. Literally 3 weeks before TakeOver. This motherfucking Vince puts him in a match with FTR, breaks this nigga's neck.
Tommaso Ciampa was on top of the world as a heel.
He was on top of the world.
Like, he made you pay attention to NXT.
Daddy's home.
Yes, bro. He just came out with a belt like this.
Bruh, oh, my like, God. It was
like,
so
I was like, that's a heel.
He's still in your court.
I'm excited. I'm sorry. Okay?
Go Tay.
Okay. Yeah, hold on, guys.
Yeah. So hello? It's a crazy, crazy okay. world.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
All
right. Chef hat?
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so yeah, so we let's go ahead and talk about it. So yeah, Karrion Kross lost. Not even 24 hours. Vince has already rebranded this nigga.
The guy who came out, who had the best entrance in NXT.
The best entrance in NXT.
Mr.
Already
TikTok.
Stripped. Already stripped of that. Stripped of smoke. Stripped of his... Of his in real life wife, and also his manager Scarlett, who's now not even she didn't even come out with him on TakeOver.
She's not even gonna make the game.
That's fucking stupid. So stripped of his manager and all that good shit. And what do we do?
What did we do, Bobby?
We made this nigga BDSM Tensai.
Did he have a mask and all?
He had the mask. He had a leather, like, gladiator mask with spikes and stuff. And he had, like, this little fucking...
That sounds like Demolition.
Cross ribbons thing with cross a ribbons. Skull. And it's just, it was so bad. And the thing is, I don't even feel sorry for Karrion Kross. I feel sorry for Ricochet because he had to lose to Karrion Kross in his new gimmick. He had to come out and get squashed by the leather shredder.
Ricochet's, man, I don't know. He's been holding on. He's been holding on, man.
Will Ospreay's trying his hardest. He's trying his hardest. He's like, brother, I miss you.
Get out of there.
Come home.
It's so much.
And Ricochet's just like, I'm good. It's fine. As the entire world around him burns.
What do you think about Ricochet? Do you think
I've said it before? Ricochet was literally at one point the hottest wrestler in the industry.
Right before
everyone wanted to sign him, everyone wanted to book him.
Yes,
he could have made dream matches around the world.
Yep,
gets to NXT, amazing, knocking it out of the park.
Yep,
going over like Rover, as someone would say.
Especially with Velveteen Dream.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gets to the main roster, immediately fumbled.
What happened?
Vince doesn't know what to do with him because he didn't want to put him in the cruiserweight division. He didn't want to push him. He gave him one United States title run. One United States title.
He had a belt?
He had the belt. He won it from Samoa Joe.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Won it from Samoa Joe. I think it was either Samoa Joe or AJ Styles. I want to say it was Samoa Joe, though. And
he beat Samoa Joe?
Yeah. And, again, it goes back to me. They had no faith in him. And they gave him the one match that everyone should have literally wanted to see. Ricochet versus fucking Brock Lesnar.
Bro.
That is literally the ultimate David versus Goliath.
Bro, come on now.
No, that should have been the hottest fucking match ever.
I'm gonna need you to put some respect. He
was the hottest prospect in wrestling.
No.
And Brock Lesnar said, yes, I'll fight him.
No.
That should have been the most hyped thing in the fucking world. What did we do?
Wrong.
Focus on Ricochet getting kicked in the ass or something.
Wrong.
He focused on Ricochet kicking Brock in the dick. That's what it was.
Come on, man. Come on, stop playing.
No. That should have been
you need
that should have been his biggest match ever.
First of all, no. Second of all, Ricochet at that moment when he was going against Brock, he was already deemed he's not going to do anything good in WWE.
And that's the thing. That was on the main roster.
And it's Brock.
That's not on him.
It's Brock.
We know he was going to lose, but again, that should have been the defining moment for Ricochet.
They're not going to let Brock just He did it for AJ, which was him and AJ had a great match.
They had an amazing match.
Yes,
but they honestly could have had an amazing match with him and Ricochet.
You're not gonna do it for Ricochet.
Nah, he should have done it. But yeah, Karrion Kross is now the BDSM leather shredder.
We gotta let it grow on you first.
Do we?
Are you gonna have to?
That's probably not gonna happen. It's just overall so much.
I do hear that WWE is trying to go back to more gimmicky characters.
They are. That's another thing that Nick Khan has also put out. Everybody must be marketable.
Everybody.
If you have something that can't sell a toy, change it.
Wow.
That's why Nikki is now almost a superhero. ASH from Almost a Superhero.
I bet she damn near is now.
No. She also lost the belt to Charlotte, by the way.
Of course. Duh, I could have told you that. The hell?
That's why Nikki is almost a superhero. That's why Karrion Kross has a new getup, because they're selling toys. They're going to sell you toys with as many accessories as they can, and they're going to try and push this merchandise all up in your face.
It's not
going to
go good, man.
Hey, they don't care.
It's not going to go good at
all. I'm going to end it off with this. Oh, no. All right, so remember I told you that Nick Khan had said what he said about what's going on and how we're going to go back to Performance Center wrestlers, right?
Yep.
Unrelated response. Nick Khan. Same day that interview came out. I'm sorry, Tony Khan, Tony Khan. Same day that the interview came out. Ironically, I don't know what provoked him to say this. It was just very, very random of him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Professional wrestling is an art form. You don't create great artists by training them all to paint in the numbers in the same way."
Ooh.
Hold on, let me see. Getting a little shady over here. I'm trying to turn the thing down.
This thing?
It's getting a little shady in here.
This is
a little shady in this area. Like, oh, man.
It's a little bit, yeah. That's some good shade. Cause that's bad.
Is it bad or is it like...
That's bad for WWE in terms of like...
So
showing... Oh my God, dude!
He's calling them out on again. He's calling them out, and
what can you say about that? They literally just said that.
Yeah, it legitimately is a slap in the face for them to say we're going to give you all cookie cutter wrestlers and you're going to fucking like it. I feel what Tony Khan's saying, but we haven't seen what they're going to do. And hopefully, if Triple H is still somehow in the reins of what's happening, we should. I don't know, man. Like, we'll figure it out. I will say, if they are giving us what I saw on Tuesday with the young lady who came out in a fucking carnival outfit with the headdress on, I don't know. She fought Kaylee Ray, by the way, who's still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
But I know what it is.
So let's go ahead and end it off with this, because I want you to all right. MMA fighter Alistair Overeem, he went on the MMA show and on either Fight TV or something like that, and he was asked by the host of the show about the return of CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, and the CM Punk and Brock Lesnar, two former MMA fighters going back to wrestling. And he said,
and I quote,
yeah, I'm going to read off the quote.
Okay.
"It's lame," he said. "It's not even a sport. It's just lame. It's bad acting. It's lame. I'm sorry for all the fans of WWE, but I've just been home giving my, yeah, I'm just being honest. I'm giving my opinion. Free country, right? I think it's lame because I haven't seen it for 20 years. I've never watched a Brock fight, and I never watched CM Punk fight. I knew that they were from WWE. He went on to go and say that, "Oh yeah, it's just fucking stupid. It's the wrestling is gay as shit. It's not for me. Like, it's been 9 years. It's been 9 years after my thing. So I guess that clears me of that, right? Like, it's." And my thing is,
wow.
I always hate when they do shit like this, when they ask MMA fighters about pro wrestling. Because you're either going to get someone who's a pro wrestling fan, who's like, "Oh, yeah, oh, shit, that's dope, that's crazy, whatever, yeah." But are you getting this where it's like, "Oh, it's not even a fucking sport." Like, the shit that some wrestlers pull off is way more technical, way more...
Exactly.
Yeah, way more athletic than any MMA fighter can ever think about doing. Yes, it's predetermined, but it's still a sport. And the thing is that you calling it lame and this, "I haven't even watched it." Like, shut the fuck up then. Just say you don't have an opinion.
Exactly. And
calling it gay because, like, oh, like, nigga, you literally get punched in the face and kicked with bare feet and you wrestling and grappling over a nigga in his underwear. Like, we could call your shit gay too, bro. Like, it's fine. We don't do that. We have respect for your goddamn sport.
That's the big word right there. The R word that everybody seems to forget. Each and every time is respect.
It's respect. Like,
I do agree.
If you don't watch the product and they ask you about it,
don't have no opinion.
Just say, "I don't got nothing to say about it. Like, it's not my thing."
That's it. Boom.
Yeah, and even the host was like, "Whoa, like, chill the fuck out." Like, he was like, "Yeah, it's gay as fuck." I'm like, "Yo, like." And he's like, "Oh, I can't say that." He's like, "No, it's a fucking derogatory slur to homosexual people. Like, you can't say it." Like,
that's not good for like publicity at all.
No, he don't give a fuck. MMA fighters don't care about their public image or whatever.
They don't.
Of course, wrestlers like Effie and Nyla Rose and everything coming out and like, "Fuck him. Yeah, wrestling is gay, bitch." That's right. Like, it's good
Speaking of Effie, please invite me to your gay brunch. Thank you.
It's good to see that we've gotten to the point where we can rise above. We can rise above shit like this as a wrestling community. Because back in the day, it used to be like, "Oh, we would come out like, oh, fuck it." Nowadays, we don't give it energy because during the pandemic, who was working? Us or them? During the pandemic, whose model did they follow? Theirs or ours? For sports entertainment and professional wrestling to be the highest earning and grossing sports product during the year 2020 and 2021, I don't give a fuck what he has to say about our profession. You're not out here doing it. You're not the one making the moves that we've been doing this entire time.
Yes.
You train and you get in the gym and you fight like twice, four times a year. Wrestlers are doing this shit nonstop year round, every goddamn week, every goddamn month,
training and
every goddamn damn second that they, like, training, wrestling, like, going over psychology, going over a lot of things.
Traveling.
Like, a lot of things that you don't put into the intangibles. Like, yeah, we're the same when it comes to, like, oh, we are putting our bodies on the line or whatever, but there's so much more that wrestlers do that MMA fighters don't have to even fucking contemplate or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can study and watch tape over people all you want or whatever, but again, there's something about being in the ring with an opponent that you're wrestling with. It's such a dance.
Yes,
it is. It's such a brotherhood.
It's a trust.
And yeah, I know the whole thing about MMA is a blood sport, and like there's still respect to it. Mm-hmm. At the end of that fight, at the end of that round or whatever it is, once they're done, they fucking get up, shake hands, respectfully. Unless you have legitimate blood beef, mm-hmm. like unless you were talking cash shit about somebody, and
which a lot of them do.
Because like, but again, it's all. In MMA, still bad acting. Mm. Those niggas, they go into the press conference, try to act big and cocky and bad. And where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Wrestlers.
Ric Flair.
Exactly. But professional wrestlers. Get the pomp and circumstances from fucking us. Like, your entrances. Where do you get that from? Wrestlers.
Wrestlers, yes.
It's insulting for someone to sit there and be like, oh, it's this fucking lame. I haven't watched it in like 20 years, but I know it's fucking lame and stupid. Like, again,
I completely agree, man. Just
we rise above and we know what we're doing. Exactly. So yeah, that's all I had to say.
I'm glad that everybody has came together on that subject.
Oh yeah, everybody's pretty much
said fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's a resounding fuck you from the wrestling community to him.
Good. That's one thing we can't agree on. We probably can't agree on WWE versus AEW.
Yeah, it's like WWE, AEW. Yeah. Wait,
that guy.
Fuck that guy same over
energy,
there.
Same energy. We get same energy.
Everyone's like, yes.
All times. DC and Marvel came together.
Right. It's crazy. Like he's our Thanos. Like yes. Everybody's like, yes. No, I know we have our difference, but fuck him.
Doctor Strange's old freaking travel.
Right? Yeah. So I think that's about it. So man, let's go ahead and give our rundown for the shameless plugs and shit. So you guys already know where to find us.
Hold on, wait. I want to give a Kiss It Gang shout out. Amore.
Oh, Kiss It Gang! Amore. Thank you for reminding me.
Yes. Amore posted a picture with him in the Kiss It gear. Love it, bro.
Gang. Kiss It Gang.
Yes, sir. Just want to give you a good old shout out. If you are wearing our stuff, this hashtag Kiss It Gang will give you a shout out.
Hashtag Kiss It Gang. We'll find it. Tag us. We'll definitely go ahead and give you a shout out. You guys, like I said, did you see the last episode I put in the music?
What'd you do?
Oh, this nigga don't even listen to this.
No.
When I'm doing the Kiss It Gang shout outs, I put in the music. I'm doing it now, right now, because it's posted to edit.
The lucky you?
Yeah,
of course. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the song. Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah. But we got some stuff coming real soon.
Big stuff, real soon, because this nigga is impatient.
I am very impatient, but I can wait. But soon.
Soon. All right. You know, guys, you can find us at YT Casuals Pod, and definitely go ahead and hit us up on the Podomatic, and come. I'm gonna make us a goddamn Instagram and Twitter because I keep
might as well.
YT Casuals Pod at gmail.com. Email us your events. Email us all of the stuff that you want us to know about, things of that nature. Let's go ahead and do our personal stuff. You guys can find me at Book Bobby Ledger on Twitter, Bobo FNN on Instagram is where my wrestling stuff lives. Definitely we will have some new stuff coming out soon, and
yes, we are.
And we're excited about it. So hopefully you guys are excited too. Go ahead, Queen.
All right, they can catch me anywhere, _Cam. I am on Twitter officially.
He is,
but yeah, it's a working project. But Instagram. Facebook, TikTok, Black Planet Meat, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Just check me out on my
Facebook. You think it's Black Planet Meat?
Don't worry about that.
Black people meat.
I said black. What
you said black planet meat.
No,
right. Get out.
It's two different things.
Well,
it's
you know who this has been. I have been your Bold CDB's Bobby Ledger, and that has been your King of Queens.
The King of Queens Dashing Cam.
Exactly. And we are Kiss It. And this has been You Filthy Casuals. Catch you guys next time. Peace.